Hello and welcome to the class Reading and Writing for College Students. We are about to begin Unit 8, the Process of Communication. And this is Sky Pike. And we are going to be talking about the first unit of our first section of this called Communicating Properly. So it didn't used to be that language or spelling was all the same. In fact, the language may differ from town to town, and the spelling would differ from person to person. So that if you look, for instance, at different ways that things were spelled, you could see guest being spelled with the G-U-E-S-T, like we think today, or the G-E-S-T, or the G-H-E-S-T, or multiple other ways that you could potentially spell guest. Other things were that letters were lost. We kept, once the grammar and the spelling were developed and standardized, then you could lose, the pronunciation would change and lose how you used to say it, but the spelling would not change. So we see this in words such as night and right, that GH is, and night and right is silent. And we don't even say it anymore. In olden days, in medieval ages, they would say each letter of a word. So a knight that rode around saving maidens in distress, he would have been a good knight, not a knight like we call them today. We've lost that pronunciation of the G, or many of those first letters that we now pronounce today are actually were actually originally pronounced, but we have just got maybe call it sloppy in our language about that. So why did we start to standardize our grammar and our spelling? Well, really, the invention of the printing press 600 years ago was really the impetus to do that. Booksellers realized that if they wanted to sell books, well, guess what? They had to have a common language in spelling and grammar and words to be able to do that. And so as the popularity of the printing press grew, the standardization of the language grew in spelling and grammar, whether that language is English or whether it was Spanish, Portuguese, or some other language. We might also add that a standardized language is really a basis of society and culture. Without having that standardized language, there is no way that you and I could communicate. If you don't know the meaning of the words I say, it would be useless. The Bible tells us about the Tower of Babel, where their speech was confused. Well, that would be, that made it so that one person couldn't communicate ideas or thoughts to the next person. And so language is a thread of culture that if we take it away, including the spelling and grammar, we lose the commonality that a culture has, and we lose the ability to stay together as a society or as a church even. So do I really need to lecture you as college students about spelling and grammar? Now, you've had this all through your growing up years, just like I did, and you should know these rules. If you don't, you have easy access to them in books, and especially today with the internet, it's very easy to discover and reacquaint yourself with those rules. You are going to be using spelling and grammar a lot as a college student. You have to self-initiate. You have to self-teach yourself if you've forgotten them. Hopefully, you've not forgotten them, and you just have to reacquaint yourself to make yourself better with the rules. I've required my students to do writing every day in one of my classes, and I can definitely see as time progresses that and I correct their grading and grade their writing, they are getting better in a bit, their ability to communicate thoughts and do it correctly in the language of today. So I think we should ask ourselves a question. Why would we not respect the ruling authority of written language? Why is that? Oh, I want to go back and add something on the last slide, by the way. There are, with the coming of language, this need for dictionaries came about because we had a standardized way of spelling, and so dictionaries came about to make sure that everybody had the same spelling. That's why when you were in school, your teacher would say, well, sound out the word, because literally that's what the dictionaries were replacing, was people sounding out words and writing them however they wanted to write them. And now it becomes a standardized way of writing them. So back to this question. Are you willing to respect the ruling authority of written language? Do you know that every time a word is added into a dictionary, there is a committee of scholars that meets and decides if the word is a legitimate word to be added to the dictionary, to be added to the English language, and the correct spelling and part of speech of that word is. So why would we not respect that ruling authority of written language, knowing that it is essential to the ability to communicate knowledge and thoughts and ideas? Could it be that we're just lazy? We don't want to write correctly? Excuse me. Could it be that we're just rebellious against authority? That we're not subjecting ourselves to the authority like many, like the scripture writes we should? Excuse me. For you, what is it? Is it laziness or is it rebellion? What is it that makes you say, I can write a word or I can write a sentence any way that I want to? Excuse me. Thank you. And that brings us to the next, if you do write correctly, or if you decided that you need to start writing correctly, how are you going to do this? Well, we've shared information with you on spelling and grammar, but to really do well at it, you need to read. You need to understand, you need to learn, you need to embrace, and you need to practice that communication properly, whether that communication is speaking. My brother actually had my brother just younger than I am, my parents tried for years to make him speak properly, and they got some of it done, but he refused other parts of it. And so to this day, he does not use them. He uses them as a subject instead of an object. And so those are things that to write correctly, it's always better if we speak it correctly. If you speak English correctly, it's going to be easier to write English correctly. So be cognizant of the English that you're speaking. Are you using correct grammar? Are you using correct words? Then when you're writing, are you reading? Are you writing correctly? Are you using correct spelling of words? Are you using the correct grammar, the way you construct your sentences? As we've all been taught through our growing up years in elementary school and middle school and high school. Really, the thing to do to start to understand and to write better and speak better is to simply do it. Do it correctly. We have lots of tools. There's places on the internet now that you can check if you've written something correctly. It will check your grammar, check your, if you check your spelling. Most word processors actually do the spelling and some simple grammar. So there's always there are these tools to do it. You as college students need to take advantage of those tools and just, again, do it. Don't be lazy. Don't be rebellious. Do it correctly. Don't give yourself an excuse not to do something correctly. My father always said it, and I said it to one of my students today, if something is worth doing, it's worth doing well. And that's what we need to do. If it's worth writing, we need to do it well. Even more so, the scripture says, whatever we do in word or deed, we are due to do all to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you writing? Are you speaking? Are you studying? Are you reading? Are you learning? Are you critically thinking about? Are you doing all these things so it brings honor and glory to Christ? Or are you doing it in a haphazard way because you're just, it's just too, it's easier not to do things correctly? Let us strive to do things correctly in everything that we do, because success does not come without effort. Make the commitment to improve your verbal skills. A rich vocabulary is both a great asset and a great joy. When you have an extensive vocabulary, you can provide precise, vivid descriptions. You can speak more fluently with more confidence. You can understand more of what you read, and you can read more sophisticated text. A good vocabulary can enrich your personal life, help you achieve academic success, which you all want, and give you an edge over others in the workplace. And this is true, especially today in a world where English is the common language of all, the common language of the world for business, for science, for government. If we who are native English speakers don't speak it correctly, how sad that is. It is true that truly, as this last sentence says, you can truly gain the proverbial verbal advantage when you speak and write correctly. So I want to say thanks, and we will continue on in the next lesson. God bless you as you continue with your studies, speaking, and writing, all to the glory of Christ Jesus.